Dartmouth Castle and Gallant's Bower Walk, Landscape and Wildlife. The Dart rises 550 metres above sea level on the high moors of North Dartmoor and meanders for approximately 52 miles, 75 kilometres, down to Dartmouth. The estuary of the Dart is tidal up as far as the Weir at Totnes, the bridging point 12 miles upriver. Like most other estuaries of the southwest, the Dart estuary is reaformed, the original deep river valley being inundated by later sea level rise, with the tide flooding in to create the characteristic deep waters and steep-sided banks of a Rea. The Dart transforms from an almost entirely freshwater system in its upper limits to a largely marine habitat at its mouth, and along the way has developed some characteristically important habitats, such as salt marsh and reed beds. The Dart estuary supports a wide variety of wildlife, including birds, fish, crabs, shellfish, grey seals, otters and the occasional dolphin, not to mention the extremely important worms, snails and bacteria on which many other species depend. Just offshore, past the mouth of the Dart, is a rock called the Blackstone. You will often see large, dark, prehistoric-looking cormorants here. These seabirds dive for fish, but their wings are not waterproof. They compensate for this design flaw by standing on a rock, hanging their wings out to dry. Across on the Kingsway side sits a large rocky island called the Mewstone, a well-known haul-out for grey seals. Half the world's population of grey seals live around the shores of the UK. They are one of nature's rare modern-day success stories. Grey seal numbers have doubled since 1960. Down at Compass Cove, the rock pools are full of life. Here you might find the small, delicately spiralling shells of periwinkles. Look out for both the pointy-tipped common periwinkle and the stubby flat periwinkle. As they move, you might see the periwinkle's feelers peering out from under the shell. These feelers are all-in-one sensors which detect light and touch and have smell receptors built in. You'll also find silvery patterned top shells with a mother-of-pearl sheen on the inside of the shell. Top shells roam the rocks grazing on algae, which they scrape off using a single ribbon-like strip of teeth. Communities of grey barnacles encrusted on rocks are a common sight, but have some uncommon characteristics. They are actually related to crabs and lobsters, even though they don't look much like them. Stuck on their rock, barnacles feed using modified legs, which they poke out into the water. The legs beat rhythmically to draw food into the shell. Wild cabbage grows amongst the vegetation on the low cliffs. Look out for the distinctive thick stem of a brassica, along with thick bluish-green leaves. These loose-leaf plants may be the ancestor of the cultivated cabbages we eat today.